So as we were approaching Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I wanted to share something fascinating. We know that the Pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha says that Avraham Avinu told the Ribbono Shleilam, I can't have any children. Why? Because I looked into the mazalot, I looked into the stars, and I see that I can't have any children. So what does the Pasuk say over there? Hashem takes Avraham Avinu and tells him, come outside. Habetna Hashamayim Osvoyrach Rechavim Intucha Lisboir Zarecha Vayemer Loi Koyi Zarecha. Hashem says, yes, you might see in the stars, in the mazalot, you're going to see that you can't have any kids. But I'm taking you higher than the Gechavim. Higher than the Gechavim means that you're Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is built from the concept of a mazal Yisrael. That means you have no shaykhis to it. You have no shaykhis to the mazalot, and that's the way, indeed, Klal Yisrael was built, Avraham Avinu having Yitzchak, and so on. So let's get a little deeper into the whole concept of the mazalot, and we'll see an unbelievable thing as what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. So the whole concept of the mazalot is, we see in many Gemaras all over Shas, and then the Shabbos, there's a Gemara in Brachas. We'll focus maybe for a second on the Gemara in Brachas, that the Gemara over there brings the story. Avraham ben Pedas was very sick, and he saw that he was about to be Nifter, so he was wondering, why is he so sick? So the Gemara over there says, a Lashon, that it says that I achrevis leila alma, that if Hashem would destroy the world, and sort of Avraham Pedas would be born in a different mazal, then maybe things would have been different. There's a Gemara also in Menachos, the famous Gemara with Rabbi Akiva, that, and then there's Rabbi Akiva's wife, the Gemara where it says, "Are you Yitzurkin b'sorei masrei kishel barzel?" And Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, the Gemara says, that Meshum Gamliel came out, and he says, why is this happening to him? So over there it says that if you want, I could destroy the whole entire world, and then maybe things will be different. So again, what does that mean? So the idea is, because yes, the way Hashem made the world, Hashem sort of made it in the oifen that there is something called mazalot and there is something called kechavim and it's run in that way. But the idea is that Klal Yisrael is much higher than that. And that's the concept of, as we see many Gemaras all over Shas, that ain't mazal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have nothing to do with that. What does that really mean? That means that if a Yid does something, and a Yid changes himself, because a Yid has Bechira, if a Yid does a Maisa type, a Yid does something, then he's automatically higher. And there's a Sefer, it's called Pischei Olam, and another Sefer called Kur Mitzaref, it's from a Meirdek Adam Gadol, by the name of Remarchai Evan Malka. He lived about 140 years ago. He says over there, he goes through the whole Inyan of Mazalis, and he brings down over there all these Gemaras, and he says, in case you're going to wonder, that it sounds like, yes, there is the concept, because even if you look at all the Gemaras and Shabbos, it says over there that if a person wants to know different things that are going to happen to him, you can look in this mazel, that mazel, a person's born a mazel madim, that means he has the meat of red inside, so then he should be, automatically, he might be a sheikh of thummim, so he should challenge it, either be a makizdam, he should be a sheikhet, he should be a moil, but I thought I mazel Yisrael. So he quotes over there, Tshuva from the Ramban, that says no, and I'll quote the Lashon. Omnom, da ochi asher kinafshi, zocher tiska, remember maimar hanovi, kachoymer biadayoyser kin atem biyodi. That means, Klal Yisrael, you're under my hint, kaviyachol. Yes, Hashem made the world, and Hashem put sort of different designated things to do different things. The Gemara in Chulun says, ein adam leke vitboi melamato, en lo kemachriz melo memailo. Another Gemara, and the Gemara says, I'll call Esev, Esev on every single grass, Oimer le malach gadel gadel, the malach says grow. That means, yes, Hashem put different things, but us Yidden have the power to go way, way, way higher than that. That means even if it's big on a person that something is going to happen to him, whatever it may be, we have the power to undo that. By our meisim, by our things, we have the power that we're much, much higher. We could undo that in a matter of no time. So now, as we're approaching Pesach, we're approaching Chodesh Nisan, what we see from here is unbelievable things. What were the Mitzrayim saying? The Mitzrayim were under the mazalis. They qualified to that. They were the biggest Balei Kishuv. Pari, as we know, Pari said, right? He said that we have to throw in every single baby into the river. Why? Because I see in the stars, I see in my Yitztagninim, that I see that there's going to be a Mashiach Yisrael, and somehow he's going to have to do with Mayim. What's their mazal? Their mazal is mazal tleh, and that was their Avodah Zarah. Because that's what they believed on. They knew nothing else. They knew absolutely nothing else. There was nothing else that they knew. What does Klal Yisrael do? Klal Yisrael says they're going to shech that. And that's why the whole minhag of Shabbos HaGadol comes from. That's one of the reasons why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, the big Shabbos. Why? Because we take the sheep, tie it to our bed, say no. We have nothing to do with that. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And I'll quote the Lashon that's brought down in this unbelievable Sefer Kor Metzaret. It reads from the Heliga Rishon Da'abar Benel. He says, "All goyim are under the influence on the Mamshala of the stars. Meaning every aspect of a person, umikrov, and his happenings. That's really the way it should be. Upirish Rechid Shamayim Bezrecha. That's the pasuk in the end of Zayt HaBracha. Shereichid Shamayim. That's the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shua Menia HaGandala Elyon. He's the one that's sort of like shaking everything. Vimshila Milas Rebava. And he is the one doing everything. But us, Klal Yisrael, guess what? Ubegavosle Shechakim. Us, Klal Yisrael, are much higher. We are under the Gavosle Kaviyachol of Hashem. And we see from here this point that Klal Yisrael, in a maisa that he does, he has so much more power than anything else. So much more power than anything else. And I'll quote another interesting lashon that's brought down. He says over there, the loikol Yisrael b'chlal. You would think, okay, maybe it's Klal Yisrael as the Uma of Klal Yisrael, like Uma is Elam, not under the Mazal, is Klal Yisrael is. No, he says. V'loy kol Yisrael b'chlal, el afilu yochid, every individual, lo'oysen ritzayn koina, eina mazul shoylet b'y. Why? Can neshama ha'tahoyra sh'b'y, de'helig a pure neshama, l'maylam en ha'mazul, ve'ein lo'y l'mazul b'neshama l'yayna. The mazul has no shaykhis b'neshama l'yayna. And that is really the difference between Umay sa'olam, a goyish neshama, a yiddish neshama. Every person has a neshama, if not he would not be able to live. But a goyish neshama comes a whole different place. Yiddish neshama is like we say every single day in the beginning of davening. Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahoyrahi. It's so pure. Who's the one who made it? Ata barasa, ata yitzarta, ata nafachta bi. It's a pure, pure neshama. And a pure, pure neshama that comes, kaviyachol, straight from the Kisei HaKavod, had a whole different essence to it, a whole different mitzias to it. When we are approaching the Heilige month of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the beginning of all the months, the Chodesh of Elohim, that's the beginning of a month, the beginning of Yeshua, the beginning of Geula, what do we take? We take this mazel of flat, we shecht it, we put it by our bed, we have no shaykhs to it. A yid has no shaykhs to a goy. And that's the way we have to go into the beginning of Nisan. Rosh Chodesh is always the beginning of the month. Why? The beginning is always the Rosh. Why is it called Rosh Chodesh? Because it's like a head. The head, the top, the everything. The way we go into it is by realizing that us Yidden, our neshama tahira, neshama yoyna, we have no shaykhis to the goyim, we have no shaykhis to the mazalis. Even if chas v'shalom of his nigs on a person a certain thing, but he can undo it by telling the Rebbeinu Shleilim, yes, I'm going to be good. I'm going to try to do tshuva. I'm going to learn more Torah. I'm going to prepare myself more. I'm going to be a better person. And with all this, we should truly be zeiche to be able to approach this Heilige month of Nisan with Yeshuas and Refuas and everything for Gans Klal Yisrael.